This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day. You know, time with God is so important in your life because it changes your perspective on life. So much of life is dictated by the world's way of viewing things. And if you are not proactive, that is, if you are not taking the initiative to keep your heart and mind focused on God's way of looking at life, you will find yourself just naturally drifting into the world's way of looking at life, and that's not the right way. And so Jesus gives us the Sermon on the Mount, and as we've been looking at the Sermon on the Mount this week, we see that Jesus is really strongly changing our perspective on life. We saw yesterday that he took one of the Ten Commandments, "You shall not commit murder, thou shalt not kill," and said that killing is really an outward expression of the attitude that God really hates. And that attitude is expressed in putting people down, in accusing them, in anger, all of these things. And the attitude needs to be repaired. Today we come to Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 to 30, and Jesus starts with another of the Ten Commandments. He says, "You have heard that it was said, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you, for it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. If your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you, for it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to go into hell." Another very strong passage. And what Jesus is saying to us today in this passage is this: be ruthless with the sin of lust, or it will destroy you. Let me say it again. Be ruthless with the sin of lust, or it will destroy you. Just think about the people you know. And if you go beyond that to people you know about, the list would be endless. How many lives and ministries and marriages and families have been ripped to shreds by things done in lust? Don't let it happen to you. You know that if you allow yourself to become comfortable with even a small level of lustful activity in your life, you'll soon find yourself dominated by lust, and then destroyed by it. This is a sin that you cannot treat lightly. You have to draw an absolute line in your life against this sin. And in order for that to really have power in your life, you must make yourself accountable to others in this area. It would be better not to have a computer than to be trapped by pornography. If you love the Lord, guard yourself against lust. Be ruthless against it. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.